Flashback, shattered book, Clinton campaign hatched Russian narrative 24 hours after Hillary lost to Trump. By Jerome Hudson on March 25, 2019. Now that a summary letter of Department of Justice Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has concluded that President Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign did not collude with the Kremlin, it's worth highlighting again how Hillary Clinton hatched a plan and personally placed blame for her election loss on Russia just 24 hours of her concession speech. The stunning revelation was reported by journalists Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes, who methodically detailed in their Clinton campaign tell-all. Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign, how Clinton helped fan the flames of Russian collusion by blaming her election loss on the FBI investigation into her private emails and Russian interference. She wants to make sure all these narratives get spun the right way, a longtime Clinton confidant told Allen and Parnes. The pair detailed how Hillary Clinton's Russia blame game was spurred by her senior campaign staffers John Podesta and Robbie Mook, less than within 24 hours after she conceded to Trump. From Shattered. That strategy had been set within 24 hours of her concession speech. Mook and Podesta assembled her communications team at the Brooklyn headquarters to engineer the case that the election wasn't entirely on the up and up. For a couple of hours, with Shake Shack containers littering the room, they went over the script they would pitch to the press and the public. Already, Russian hacking was the centerpiece of the argument. The Clinton camp's Russia propaganda strategy was two-pronged. First, they encouraged the willing and sympathetic media to cover how Russian hacking was the major unreported story of the campaign, overshadowed by the contents of stolen emails and Hillary's own private server imbroglio, while hammering the media for focusing so intently on the investigation into her email, which had created a cloud over her candidacy, Allen and Parnes wrote. The press botched the email story for 18 months. One person who was part of the strategy is quoted by Allen and Parnes. Comey obviously screwed us, but the press created the story. Indeed, President Donald Trump was vindicated on Sunday when Attorney General William Barr sent a summary letter to Congress announcing that the special counsel investigation found no evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.